Okay, well, before I get started, I'd like to say just how excited my wife and I are to be here. We thank the Lord for this church, and we have gone years with no Christian radio that you could depend on at all. And boy, we're just we're just laughing it up. It is great, and I appreciate the pastor. And somebody said, "You really moving 600 miles just to come to a church?" And I wanted to say, if you'd heard Sunday morning's message, you would have moved too. So I thank the Lord that He let us be here. Anyhow, I want to try to preach out of Jeremiah 33:3. Probably nobody here needs to look that up. But I started praying when the pastor asked me about preaching. And it just seemed like the Lord was His... Okay. Lord has done some things for us through prayer recently.
Amen.
And I don't have anything new to say, but just to try to encourage you a little bit about praying.
Amen.
But Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let's pray. Father, I love you. I do thank you, Lord, for this church. I thank you for the privilege to be able to stand and try to give your message. I pray you'd bless it now. God, please, I pray you'd help me to honor you. And I pray you would speak to our hearts. Well, thank you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Seated, please. Preachers all want to have great power when we preach,
sure,
and we pray for it. And I've seen stickers that people put up, pray for power and all that. Soul winners want to have great power to persuade people, and I believe in that. I believe in sharing the gospel with people and
sure,
and trying to do a better job than what I do. And so I pray the Lord will help. But I believe with all my heart tonight that the greatest power, the greatest strength that we can ever have is to earnestly and sincerely pray.
Amen.
And I believe when we do that, when we come before God and earnestly pray to Him and beseech His help, that we have all the power that heaven has available to move situations and to change things. And God works through prayer.
Yes, sir.
Brother Steve mentioned prayer this morning in Sunday school, and I thought, oh boy, he's getting on my toes here. And then the pastor in the morning service did too. But we need prayer. We need to get hold of what God would do if we would just earnestly come before Him and pray. Joshua prayed in Joshua 10, verses 12 and 13, when they were fighting the Amorites, and the sun stood still in response to that prayer for a full day. Isaiah prayed in 2 Kings 20 and verse 8 through 11, and the sundial went backwards. Now, I've had watches like that, but I never saw a sundial that did that before. Of course, Jonah, in the belly of the whale, prayed. And in response to that, the whale, God had the whale vomit him up on dry ground. And then one of the greatest revivals from one of the most backslidden preachers in history. But God worked through that in 1 Kings 17, 18 through 22, Elijah prayed, and the widow of Zarephath's son was had life restored to him. So the list can just go on and on and on throughout Scripture about what God has done through prayer. But that exact same power is available today. Nothing has happened. The people that I just mentioned and people that we see in Scripture had no special qualifications. My wife and I were praying the other day, and I almost broke down and begged God to help me learn how to pray to where I would see answers. I mean, to be able to pray and know that something was going to happen.
Amen.
But God wants to move. God wants to hear from us, and He wants to respond. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me. Now thank God that there is no reluctance on the part of God to answer our prayers. He's not baiting us or toying with us and trying to get us to pray and then laughing, then not answering. God says, if you'll call, I'll answer. And He wants to answer us. But then James 4 verse 2 says, you lust and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You know, it seems like there's something inside of us, and I think probably the guys are more guilty maybe than the ladies are, but there's something that just seems like it causes us to try everything in the toolbox before we just give up and call on God. You know, it's a last resort. I remember the president of the college when I was in Bible college said one of the young preacher boys had come to him with a real problem, and he had laid it all out, and he was just really upset about it. And Dr. Davis said, well, I guess you need to pray. And he said, the guy looked at him across the desk just as serious as anything and says, Doc, has it come to that? It's come to that. It really has. we need to pray. James 1 and verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yes.
So not only do we have problems getting ourselves to pray, but it looks like we don't have sense enough to know to call on God. He said, if you lack wisdom, well, if you're not praying, you lack wisdom.
Yes, sir.
And I've done this, and probably you have too, struggled and to the point of exasperation in some problem. I've tried to figure out issues in my life and when I was pastoring, things in the church, try to work it out, and as the pastor of a church, try to get the right answer, only to have somebody, usually my wife, say, now you prayed about that? I usually, when I tell about that, I just say, we're just getting the house. You mind your business and I'll mind mine. But then after that, I am shamed and go ahead and pray.
Amen.
And it's incredible.
Yes, sir.
The times that God has just fitted something together.
Yes, sir.
So clearly, I've worked on my old truck. Oh, I couldn't count the times and couldn't get a nut started or couldn't get one broke loose or couldn't get a bracket in place or something. And I got blood going and skint knuckles and she'll come out and say that. You prayed? And then after I've run her off and I pray, it seems like it just fits itself together.
Yeah,
not magic, but it is miraculous how God works and moves. And so I hate to say this, but God is... He's satisfied to let us struggle,
yes, sir,
and fail if we're not going to turn to Him and pray. So we need to do what He said. He said, call unto me.
Amen.
Thank God. He invites us. We're not intruding. I still do this a lot. I don't know of the biblical value of it or even correctness. But so much of the time when I pray, I mentally envision myself coming to the throne room.
Yes, sir.
And sort of asking permission. God, I just need to come before you and ask for help.
Amen.
And thank God he does help.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, God's not just eager for us to call on him. He's eager to answer.
Amen.
I mean, he wants to answer. And he says, call on me and I will answer. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given. 1 John 3:22 says, whatsoever we ask, we receive. And when I was in, I think it was my first year in Bible college, all Bible college students are short on money. And we had two kids in Christian school. At the time, I was making double house payments. We'd sold a house in South Carolina when I retired from the Navy. Navy retirement hadn't kicked in yet, and yet the people that had bought the house bailed out at the last minute. So I had bought one, knowing the other one was, anyhow, they were short on money. And so we walked into a department store. I think it was Montgomery Ward, doesn't matter. But we walked in, I don't know what we were doing there. But we're going by the sporting goods part, and they were having some just killer sale going on. And they had a thing there called a gym pack. And maybe some of you guys know it's one of those cable-driven where you pick up weights. And our son was 13 or 14 at the time, and he wanted to add some muscle to the toothpicks on his hanging off of his shoulders, you know. And I wanted him to. And so we saw that, and he wanted that, and I wanted him to have it. We had about a week before I was going to get paid, and so the sale was going to go past that, but we didn't have any money before that. Looked like they only had two of them left. So I told him, I said, son, let's pray for a week. Now let's just beg God to keep one back for you. And we'll just trust that he will do that, and I'll come out here next week when I get paid and get it for you. And well, I don't know how hard he prayed. I'm telling you, I poured my heart out. He's 13. I wanted him to know that God answers prayer. And I prayed. I believe I fasted a day or so and just pleading with God. Well, payday came, and I broke a record getting out to that store. I went straight to the sporting department, and I couldn't see one. And the salesman came up, and I told him what I wanted. And he said, they're all gone. I said, no, they're not. They're not gone. I've been praying for one of these for my son. They're not all gone. And he looked at me kind of funny and just turned and walked off. I turned everything in that sporting department upside down. I knew there had to be one. Couldn't find one. I don't know how it happened, but I wound up an aisle or two away out of the sporting department, still looking, still pulling stuff out. Yes, there it was. On a back, in the back of a bottom shelf, that gym pack was stuck back there. Some sneak had got my gym pack and stuck it back there. He said, well, no. Brother Kuhn, that was his. Well, he needs to take that up with God. I had talked to the Lord. I knew God. Anyhow, I've never been so happy. You say, that's not great and mighty things. What was to us?
Right.
I mean, I was over. I mean, that's 32 years ago, I believe.
Amen.
I couldn't believe it. God had saved that thing, even put it in another department.
Amen.
But God answers prayer. He wants to answer our prayers. And you say, so everything you pray, you get? No, I don't. I wish I did. I wish I'd get up here and teach you how to get answers. I can't do that. I am praying for things right now.
Yes, sir.
And I am about beside myself for not seeing answers. And yet, by the integrity of God, I know. He said, if you'll pray and you'll believe and it's right, I'll answer.
Amen.
So I'm pleading and I'm begging, but I've got a lot of things. You say, well, if they're right, then why aren't you seeing them? Well, there's a thing called faith that comes into play and that I am sorely weak in. And so that if I had a reason, and I will say those things are up to God. He knows what He's doing and He knows when to answer. But we do have to believe. And sometimes I have a real hard time just getting me to be honest and saying, God, I know You can and I know You will.
Amen.
But He wants to answer. And I want to say that God is comfortable with great and mighty things. My wife has said a few times lately, and I don't think right now I'll be able to say it the exact way she said, but it's not like it's too hard for God. Nothing God does is hard for God.
Right.
He's not straining to do anything that we ask, anything that needs to be done. God wasn't sweating at the end of 6 days. He didn't take a seventh day off because He was wore out.
Right.
Our issues that we need answered don't press God at all.
Right.
So it's not like, well, God just couldn't get it together and answer. God's got it together.
Amen.
And He can do what we need to have done.
Yes, sir.
And He's eager. He's eager to answer our prayers.
Amen.
James 5 tells about Elijah. And Elijah prayed, and this prayer blows me away. I mean, just Elijah prayed. The Bible says he was subject to like passions as we are.
Right.
I hate to think he's like Randy Kuhn, but God said he was just a man.
Right.
And Elijah prayed, and it did not rain for 3.5 years.
That's right.
And the Bible says it did not rain on the earth. You know, we argue about but some people struggle with a worldwide flood.
Yeah.
Well, there's a worldwide drought.
Yep.
For 3.5 years. And then at the prayer of that same man, it rained.
Amen.
God can work. He can work in miraculous ways.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think that prayer was the greatest miracle that we see. I think there's a lot greater and mightier things than a 3.5 year flood or a drought. But it shows us. It shows us. It shows me that God can do it. It shows me that God, in response to my prayer, touched my granddaughter. Turn her heart around.
Yep.
I can know He's going to answer.
Amen.
We're banging on the doors of heaven constantly. Amen. Begging God to move in a smart aleck teenager's heart that knows everything but doesn't know anything. You say, well, how do you change a teenager? The way I know is to pray.
Amen.
Pray and have God move. In answer to that prayer, if he can turn the heart of a king, and I've been praying for 8 years that He would turn the heart of our little king.
Yes, sir.
But God knows what He's doing. But I know that God wants our granddaughter to be right with Him.
Amen.
And I know that He's going to change that. And I'm going to tell you, when He does, it's going to be great and mighty around our house. We're looking for that to happen. And I know He's going to. Because He has said He would do that. And there are great and mighty things. But I want to tell you, praying is the hardest work I've ever done.
Yes, sir, it is.
I worked steel all the time. I was in the Navy. Hard. We used to fuss about how hard and how hot it was. Then I got out and started pastoring. Put me back in a boiler room. I work a little steel. You get where it's easy. The hardest work I've ever done. And yet I believe the most important work any of us has ever done is not getting a great sermon together, not going soul winning and winning a dozen people to the Lord. The greatest work we'll ever do is get on our face before God and honestly plead with Him. And sometimes I get lazy. I got a prayer list that's printed out. I fix it all the time, change things, and it's all scribbled up. But there's times that I start having my prayer time, and I wind up just reading my shopping list and say, well, I prayed. He said, has God answered that? You know, God's not in the business of honoring half-hearted service.
Right.
I don't believe He's answering those kind of prayers. Sometimes I start praying, and my head is full of every kind of junk you can think of. And I can just envision Satan sitting back laughing, dangling things in front of me that draws my mind away. And sometimes I'm tired, and I wake me up praying, snoring. But I know one thing. If we will endeavor, if we will stay by the stuff, God wants to answer prayer.
Amen.
He wants to do not, or I guess any prayer that gets answered is great and mighty because it calls on heaven to do it.
Amen.
But boy, there's things we need to have happen. There's things in my life, your life, our families, this church. There's things in our country. God help us to see America get back to some kind of sanity.
Amen.
And yet, it's not going to happen except that the Christians get on our face before God. 2 Chronicles 7:14, He gave us the recipe, and you know it.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to happen some other way. We're not going to come up with a better president. God knows we didn't this time. We got better than what we've been having, but you could have a dog with two legs. It would have been better than what we had. Anyhow, God says, call, and I'll answer. A month and a half ago, my wife and I were putting our house up for sale. We had prayed and believe, and I'm more certain right now than I've ever been that it was God's will for us to come to Madisonville, not to help y'all. So we could get what we needed. I hate whiners. I can't stand to be around somebody that's always whining. And God knows I don't want to be one. But I'm going to tell you, the idea of trying to pack up all my junk, load it on trucks, move over here, unload it, unpack it, go back and do it again, and come back. There were times in the last month and a half I felt like I was in some kind of a jail cell or a box or something. I just was pressed so hard I thought, no way that I'm going to be able to get this done. And I remember praying one day, and I cried out literally, said, God, I cannot do this. Well, the other house is sold. The house over here is bought.
Amen.
The junk got packed up some way. Got hauled over here. Even my old beat up truck made the trip.
Amen.
And it got unloaded. Thanks the Lord for the young men and some not so young for this church that came and unloaded it and kept pushing me back. I'd grab some. No, you get out of the way. But it's done.
Amen.
And I look back and I can't believe that there's a month and a half ago and I thought, never going to be able to get this done. God answered prayer.
Amen.
You say you call that great and mighty? I do.
Yes, sir.
I really do. God has met our need. I hope you won't be like I am sometime. Sometime I'm just too dumb to ask for the help that I need. Sometime I'm too carnal to believe God's going to do it. Sometimes I'm too casual about praying. God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God has done that. He has done it. He's done it in my life and other times. He's done it in your life. I know that. But sometimes I think, why can't I see it today? Well, maybe I'm losing the formula. Maybe I'm just trying to say it instead of honestly getting before God. There is nothing in your life tonight that God cannot answer.
Amen.
And there is no need in your life that God does not want to answer if we will just honestly come to Him and pray, trusting that He's going to meet the need, and He will meet the need. Let's pray. Father, I love you. Lord, I know it's a short, simple message. But God, I also know that if I would take just what's been said, let it work in my heart, God, you would change me and I would see things happen. I pray, Lord, that you would help each of us tonight to bow our hearts before you and, God, get the help that we need. And I pray, Lord, that we would individually and then we would collectively see you do great things in our lives, in this church. God, please help us to know that you will move and do unimaginable things, Lord, in response to us praying, if we'll just trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll have an invitation to stand with me, please. If you have a need, I don't know if anything was said to help anybody, but if you struggle like I do with prayer, if you struggle and get perplexed because you don't see answers like you think you should, why don't you take it to the Lord and let Him help? Let Him answer those needs. Change the heart that calls out to Him. Let God move in your heart, in your life. Let's see God answer some great and mighty prayers.